Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.
It is 93.7 FM Money, your business radio. And thank you so much for joining us on Money Meets. I have my guest in studio already. Very, very interesting guest too. It is none other than the CEO of Diamond TV, Mr. Costa Mwanza. Mr. Costa Mwanza, of course, is a renowned TV broadcaster who is well known for hosting hard talk shows such as The Assignment on Movie TV. You are a very, very interesting figure, Mr. Mwanza. If you were asked to describe yourself in one word, what would that word be? Let's just start from there.
Versatile. Yeah.
Could you kindly elaborate a little bit more?
Well, obviously, a person who's versatile is fluid in so many aspects and being able to adapt into different environments. So I describe myself as that on the basis of things that I have done and intend to do in the future.
All right. Could you share with us your family background? We're just trying to get to know you, where you came from, how it was, how life was for you growing up and the like.
Well, humble beginning. Boy born on the Copper Belt in the town of Kalalushi, went to school in the same town. Christian upbringing. My dad was a miner there in Kalalushi. He passed on when I was 8 years old. I was brought up by...
So you're a Kopala?
I'm a Kopala, yeah, if you want to say it like that. Brought out by a single mom. My mom was in education until she retired at 60. She was a headmistress. I went to secondary school at Mukuba Boys Secondary School in Chachacha in Kitwe. Mm-hmm. From there, I came to study my journalism at Evelyn Horn College. From there, obviously, that is where I did media, and that's where everything started.
Why journalism?
Well, I believe that you need to it's not everybody in today's world that finds a job based on passion. Sometimes you're forced into a job based on what your parents would want you to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get into a job on the basis of the economic conditions because you need to earn a living. Why journalism? For me, I am one person who believes so much that for development to take place, ideas need to be at the center of development and people need to speak out. So I'm a strong believer in aspects of not only the Zambian constitution, but in many world democracies, be it even in the USA when they talk about the Fifth and Sixth Amendment, aspects of freedom of expression, freedom of the press. I love to write. Not that I write books, but I love to express my ideas and opinions to influence others. And I believe that media, being the fourth estate, and journalism has a lot to do with uplifting the lives of humanity, bringing accountability and checks and balances. It's something that I'm quite passionate about.
Speaking for the voiceless too. Now, how did your upbringing, of course, you said you were raised by a single mother. How did your upbringing impact the Costa Mwanza we see before us today? Do you think that had things been differently, maybe we might have had a different Costa Mwanza? Is there anything from your upbringing that you really point at and say, yes, this is what made me who I am today?
Well, from a human eye, we may want to look at it in that manner, in the context in which you ask the question. But as a Christian, I'm a strong believer in God's grace, and I'm a strong believer that our lives are always predestined by one Jehovah. It only depends on whether you shy away from His grace or His presence, and so on and so forth. So, if what I'm doing is purposeful in the world according to God's wish and His desire, then I believe that's the way it was planned. But maybe just to answer it from a human perspective, do I think it would have been different maybe if my dad were around or if I was born in a different environment other mm-hmm. than the Copper Belt? Maybe, but I think nothing happens by accident. Some people say things happen by design. Some of these traits, you begin to nurture them from a young age and begin to refine them. So even the love for media, love for music and a lot of creative content, because art is very diverse.
True.
And obviously the fact that there was no father figure, other people would always give an excuse to say, because there's no father figure, mm-hmm. you end up as a young boy, obviously not making something out of your life. But the fact that my mother really provided for all of us within the challenging times as a married teacher and so on, gave me the aspiration to want to do something to give back, to want to do something to make her proud, but also to want to do something to be a man, mm-hmm. of my own, not to live, not that we suffered, but basically is to create something out of myself,
okay.
Regardless of that upbringing.
All right. In case you were just joining us, we are speaking with Costa Mwansa. He's the CEO of Diamond TV. And of course, you might know him from hard talk shows that he's hosted in the past, such as The Assignment on Movie TV. We take a short break, a breather of sorts. We'll be back to find out a little bit more about Mr. Mwansa. Stay tuned to Money FM.
Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.
Welcome back. Money Meets Costa Mwansa, the CEO of Diamond TV. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, welcome back to the listeners, and thanks again for having me.
All right. You, like I mentioned, you're the CEO of Diamond TV. You have obviously worked for other media fraternities. How was the transition phase from, working for somebody and forming your own company?
Well, not easy, because, they say sometimes not everybody is born from business, and obviously to take the courage and the change of mindset that you always have to report to somebody, because the back never stops at you. There's always somebody who you can elevate your pressures to and so on. I must say the transition was not easy, and the transition is still going on. We are barely just close to 2 years in existence.
Only scratching the surface.
But it takes mindset for you to believe and decide that really that's what you want to do.
Okay. Who is your inspiration, your role model in the media fraternity? Have you ever had one locally, internationally?
Well, like I said earlier on, in terms of what I do, it could be mentors or role models based on
actually, that's the question I should have asked. Who's
your mentor? On the things that they do. When I look at the aspect of me being a presenter, and probably when I look at TV and say, oh, I want to be like that guy, I enjoy watching a lot of, I did watch a lot of Larry King, mm-hmm. The likes of Christian Amanpour, both on the field as a journalist, in studio with her own, talk show, the likes of Richard Kest, the likes of Oprah herself. So I think I've been watching, and I do continue to watch a number of people. They let Komola Dumor as well. These are outstanding journalists and broadcasters locally here. I never had a chance to meet the late Charles Mando, but a number of people, obviously, in some sense, will liken the aspect of a hard, tough, questioning individual character of Charles Mando to myself. So I've watched a couple of his interviews, and I think he was quite really bold. The likes of Uncle Frank, he's quite charismatic, in terms of how he does his stuff. So from the fraternity, people like that. From the business perspective itself, I really am motivated and inspired by people who push themselves, believe in the Zambian dream, mm-hmm. believe in the power of ideas. My former boss, who still remains a good mentor of mine up to now, Mr. Steve Nyirenda, is one person who has propelled me and taught me most of the things that I know, because he has a belief in that it is always about the brain muscle that drives somebody to make the money, and not the financial muscle that takes into you the idea. So in essence, it's the idea first, then develop every business to make money from your idea. I read quite widely. I do love a lot of Just to pick on business books, I read a lot of, you know, Forbes Africa, Forbes Global. I read books on Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Africa's richest men, and just a variety of people, just to widen my scope in terms of learning something new every day.
This is a business radio, of course, and of course we like to have people that are business minded like yourself. What would your advice be to somebody aspiring to be a CEO one day, or, you know, trying to start up a business?
I think it feels really good to be called all these titles: GM, MD, CEO, Chairman, Director, and so on and so forth. But I think you need to earn those titles. And you're saying, what would be the advice in terms of anybody who wants to be a CEO? I think I'll tackle it in two different ways. There's one, obviously, where you will need certain academic qualifications in many corporates, including the businesses that I run. Obviously, policy dictates that a person will need to hold such a position with a certain sense of qualification. So sometimes you may start from just the bottom position in the organization and work yourself through using experience, using obviously discipline, as well as the dedication and the passion that I spoke about, and obviously advancing yourself in gaining knowledge. So when I talk academic, sometimes it's not always just about getting a PhD or a master's, because I believe, for me, education, the best value of how somebody sees that they are learned or have utilized their education is being able to transform what you learn into practice. And then on the other side, being a business channel, I think there's been so much talk in present day Zambia of entrepreneurship and everybody wanting to start a business, whether small, medium or large, whether you've inherited capital, whether you've borrowed capital, or just the fact that you're ambitious but you've never been to school. You can be running your own poultry farm, you can call yourself a farm manager, you can start your own kantemba and call yourself your CEO of a kantemba. But I think what is important is the ability to, first of all, have an idea, and that idea in terms of whether you're going to supply goods and services, whether that is in demand to satisfy the people or your customers, and the uniqueness in terms of what you're also giving. So the titles could be there, but really, do you understand what it is that you're giving or offering, and whether you can sustain and manage it?
All right. You described yourself as a strong character earlier, as you were talking about the likes of Mando. And quite frankly, that's one thing I like about you, though. One thing I like about you, watching you, you're always so calm, you know. Even when it's very, very clear that the situation is tense, you know, you're always so calm, always so firm. How what's your secret? How do you handle these tough roles?
Well, I can only be humbled, Terence. I think it comes with time, and obviously, like I said, you sometimes need to watch people, understand, and then define who you are. I'm the type of person, really, who doesn't like taking no for an answer.
Okay.
And when I say no, it's you know, when you sit as, like in your case now, your job is to really get the best out of me in the questions you ask, for the sake of what the viewers might be thinking out there. So what my secret is, when I'm sitting in there, I put myself in the shoes of a viewer or a listener. What question would a viewer ask, or what is the answer that a viewer is looking for on such a matter? And really, we bring these sources for accountability's sake. And that is why I don't believe that when a president, or regardless of somebody's stature, walks into the studio, or be it on TV, that they owe me or they owe the viewer a favor for being there. They are so busy. I think that is their role. And one of my favorite taglines in media is the fact that we ask the questions that they do not like to answer, because that's our job.
That's very true.
So the secret, again, is also, you ask a question, some people will dodge, but the ability to be able to ask follow-up questions, or to ask the same question in a different way and format, and literally being attentive, because sometimes you may lose yourself in an interview if you're not following up, or sometimes the guest will begin to ask you questions. You know, sometimes they're strong characters that may just take over the interview. So you really need to take charge, be attentive, and have control. This is your office. It's your office.
If I may ask, Do you have a particular person that you interviewed that was your most difficult interview? Or do you have an interview that you consider your most memorable?
Well, like you know, in the media, every day is a fresh new one. It's got different experiences. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It brings different excitements and so on. And so. Each one of them has just got different dynamics to them. But truth be told, some become boring. Others are more exciting. Michael Sata can go top of my list as well.
I was actually going to say that.
The few times we engaged, because of his nature, he was quite an interesting character. Gaddafi. I did have a chance to not necessarily conduct a full interview with Gaddafi, but I was covering the AU summit in Addis, and I asked him about 3-4 questions, and quite interestingly, because I was asking in English, and I would tell him, Mr. President, for the sake of my English viewers at home, could you answer this question in English? But he was able to listen. But the fact that Gaddafi really believed that we needed to take pride in whether you're Arabic, you're Swahili or whatever, he would answer me back in Arabic, but he didn't need anybody to translate English, because he understood. So Gaddafi as well, Sata. I know that one of the biggest interviews of late, you refer to the assignment so much, because I did that program for over 4 years.
For a long time.
I've started my own personalized show. It's called Costa.
Yeah. Oh yes.
On Diamond TV. One of the interviews that has gone viral is an interview of me with former Minister of Information, now Minister of Livestock, Mlenga Kampambanda. We had a good time.
I remember that interview, and this is why I keep saying you're always so calm.
it's not to lose the focus. Uh-huh. Eyes on the ball and where you want to go. But the interviews, memorable ones, they are so many. Imagine, I've been moderating almost now for the last 9-10 years. So presidential debates as well, among them quite interesting. The last one with the mayors I did was nice. I mean, I was being attacked by some candidates. So they all have their different dynamics.
Very, very interesting. We are speaking to Mr. Costa Monza, who is the CEO of Diamond TV, and of course a renowned TV broadcaster. As you've heard, he has his own show on Diamond TV called Costa. We take another break on Money Meets, continues after this.
Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
It is 93.7 Money FM, and welcome back to Money Meets. Money Meets Costa Mwansa, who is a television host of a show, Costa, on Diamond TV, a TV station he happens to be CEO of. Now, let's try to get to know Costa personally. Would you mind telling us a little bit about your family now?
Well, yes, I'm a married gentleman. I've been married the last 10 years. I've got kids, boys. And basically for me, like the Bible says, who finds a wife finds a good thing. They keep us going, and obviously they're the biggest advisors more than anyone you have in terms of influence and so on and so forth. My principles are grounded obviously on Christian values. I do go to church. I'm a strong believer in the fact that everything happens through the grace of God, like I said. Other than that, apart from basically, family, I socialize with friends. I'm not so much of a soccer fanatic, sports-wise, so I'm not that big Man U Chelsea type, but I love watching a good game of football. Disappointingly,
local included.
Yes, I'm I might not say I'm an Incana supporter, but time and time again, I love watching and for the sake of knowing what's going on around. I follow a few teams, Incana, Mighty, who've now gone into the Premiership. They're coming to the Premiership. Sadly, we lost on Sunday. I do follow football, but I love watching my series. Love watching lots of series. I'm a Suits guy, How to Get Away with Murder guy. So relaxing with friends, TV, And so on. But obviously, the larger chunk of it, we're always pushing in finding always how to make the money. So work and finding how to put bread and butter on the table, how to make the money.
I was actually coming to that. How do you juggle your professional work and, of course, time with family and friends?
Well, one thing you need to learn is when you are an entrepreneur, or some would want to say a business owner, there's no 8 to 7. There's no 8 to 5 shift. Because wherever you are, whether it's in bed at 1 o'clock or it's 3 o'clock when you wake up, ideas keep on spinning you, challenges keep on spinning you. I mean, you need to look at issues of taxes, you need to look at issues of bills, you need to look at how to pay the people. And you're always thinking of creative and innovative ways of how to make your business stand out. Because, I mean, we're living in a digital world, it's highly competitive. You're not only competing like in our industry, you're not only competing for the same viewer or the same consumer who is basically in Zambia. You've got influencers of Netflix, Amazon, Facebook that is global. So the sphere is really shrinking with globalization, and only the creative, the innovative, and the pushers will survive. So there's never a time when you stop thinking. Everywhere you look around, you're thinking content. Everywhere you look around, you're thinking, how can we do this better, cost effectively, but how can we stand out and get a big chunk of the pie?
All right. Speaking of which, competition and whatnot, what's your vision for Diamond TV and also for yourself, let's say, the next 10 years?
Well, our tagline is television reinvented. What we want, what that means in terms of television reinvented, we are now at a stage where there's digitization, there's we are in a space of digital edge and digital media, which means that the consumption trends of information by the consumer out there has changed, because you've got lots of people now where media is converging not only on the box as TV, but media is converging on radio, it's converging on tablets, it's converging and on necessarily on the phone. So we need to reinvent. Like right now, I mean, this show is being listened to on radio, but also being streamed live on Facebook. So people no longer have that ability to wait in the evening to want to watch your news or wanting to watch that favorite soapy, because they can catch up, they can you know, watch it at their own time, whether on YouTube and so on and so forth. So for us, our vision is that we can reinvent by putting that content that is on TV onto different platforms and formats, not only for the community in Zambia, but even to the outside world, not only Zambians in the diaspora, but how does our content as Diamond TV be relevant to somebody sitting in China as a Chinese person, to somebody sitting in Slovakia? So we understand that for you to survive in the 21st century, you need to be tech savvy. You need to invest in technology, not only in the actual hardware or software, but in its use and how you apply it to maximize and optimize your revenue. So in terms of where we see ourselves 5-10 years from now, is obviously to be a station of relevance in terms of our content and our uniqueness, especially for the young people, to promote pop culture, entrepreneurship and intellectualism in Zambia and taking it across. So we want to see ourselves as a station that will have its presence across, you know, sub-Saharan Africa and by far and large on the international platform. So having relevance in terms of the information and the content that we give out.
All right. I have one final question for you before we let you go. What's your favorite meal?
My favorite meal, on any day, I would go for an oxtail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. Costam. Once, I really appreciate you taking time off your business schedule, obviously, to come down and join us on Money Meets. We are very, very grateful.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'd like to congratulate you guys for going on air, and obviously the proprietors of this station, who I know, and I know the hard work that they are putting into. I can only say to you guys, the sky is never the limit. Look beyond the silver lines, and great stuff that you're doing. Thanks for having us, and all the best as well in your endeavors.
Thank you very much. All the best to you as well, Mr. Mwansa. We have been speaking with Diamond TV CEO Costa Mwansa. He is a renowned TV presenter. He has his show called Costa on Diamond TV, and he has been talking to us here on Money Meets. It is 93.7 FM Money, your business radio.
Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.